Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to be in Psalm 37 for 2 days because it's a longer psalm. So today I'm going to read Psalm 37 verses 1 through 20. This is a psalm of David, and this is the New International Version, the NIV, and this is what it says. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow and bring down the poor and needy to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked, for the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another amazing Psalm of David. And I just love many of these words. And I know that this is the favorite of many of those in the audience too. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Lord, teach us what it means to delight in you today. To find great joy and great satisfaction and peace and satiety in you. We choose to commit every bit of our way to the Lord. We're going to choose to trust you. And Lord, I know that you're looking for people who trust you. You're looking for people who have faith in you, not in our own abilities to do stuff, but in your ability to accomplish your will. Your promises cannot be revoked. Your strength is better than anything that we can experience here on earth. And you are good. You are a good father to your children. And we just thank you so much that we are your children and that you love us. Lord, for those who are struggling right now and they need vindication and they feel like they've been wronged or they've been slandered or they have been maligned by somebody else, I pray that their vindication would shine like the noonday sun. I pray, Lord, that you would do some movement this week in changing around what they have gone through, a great reversal, Lord. And in the meantime, while they're waiting patiently, I know that's a fruit of the Spirit, I don't seem to have it very often, but while they're waiting patiently, Lord, fill them up with your presence. Help them to know that you see everything. You are the God that sees, you're the God that hears, and you know what they're going through. And also, Lord, I just thank you that you want to bear our burdens. You tell us in the New Testament that your burden is light. And so we choose to give you those burdens right now because you carry them alongside us. Lord, we want to be still before you and wait patiently for you. So many times in this psalm, it says, don't fret, don't fret, don't fret. And Lord, so often my life is summed up by don't fret. I'm fretting, I'm fretting, I'm fretting. So Lord, deliver us from fretting today and help us to be still, to take a deep breath, to be quiet for a moment in this very noisy world and to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And instead of rushing ahead of you, help us to stop and to wait patiently for what you are going to do. Because you are good, Lord. You walk before us. You walk beside us. You walk behind us. You're the God of our past, our present, and our future. You know all things. You are a good God, and we can trust you. So we choose to be quiet right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you and I am grateful for you. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a couple different levels you can support the podcast at. One is a $10 level, which gives you a free painting every month. And at the $25, you get that same free painting. Plus, you get a secret podcast. And at the $100 level, you get all those things. Plus, I add you to my secret little prayer team. So would love to have you join and support the podcast monthly. That really helps us keep it on the air. And I'm so thankful for you. Hope you have a great day. Hey.